Welcome to the Next Brave Thing podcast. My name is Ella Hooper, and I believe that breakthrough is on the other side of bravery. This podcast features brave stories, emotional health, and creativity to inspire you to take your next brave step. Hello, everyone. Today, I'm talking about guidepost number 4, which is cultivating gratitude and joy and letting go of scarcity and fear of the dark. And I think we can all, on a human level, relate to scarcity and relate to fear, that feeling of like there's not enough, and that lack loop that we can find ourselves in where people are failing us, or we feel like we're failing people, and expectations are going unmet, and disappointment. And we live in a constant state of threat of, is something going to be taken away from me, or my needs aren't going to get met. And fear often says two things, is what have I got to lose, and my needs won't get met. And I think that living in this world where we're kind of haunted by threats all day long, if I do this, will I lose this? Will I miss out on this? And we spend so much time really fixating on that. And I'm a 6 on the Enneagram, and so I can tend to go into fear narratives quite quickly. I can often dress rehearse tragedy, and it's my body's way of almost self-protecting me, like trying to like warn me that if I make that choice, then these are the consequences. And for a long time, I thought that was wisdom. And in some ways, like, it can be an ingredient to helping you find some wisdom is forward thinking about how things affect things and what the consequences of a decision might be. That's really healthy in a lot of ways. But it can also get us stuck in lack loops and places of despair and scarcity. And so today's podcast is something that, on the topic of joy, that I've been really being intentional about, is something that I've grown to like see as like my secret weapon for life. And what I've learned about joy is it's not the word that we use at Christmas time. It's not something that happens by accident. It's become something that I've learned to become very deliberate about and very intentional about carving out space in my life for it. And a lot of us have heard the term triggers. Which triggers, we often feel a sensation in our body. Feelings are something that we feel. And I think that we're kind of now in this day and age where we're really learning about the nervous system. And we're really learning that our emotions aren't something that we either, you know, suppress or not have, or like we've, you know, I've heard so many things about emotions, don't let them run your life. But emotions are messengers. But I have learned that the healing balm of triggers is also making space and making room for glimmers. And glimmers are really the opposite of what a trigger is. The trigger is an activation of maybe we read an email and we have a sensation go through our body and we feel the threat of how our mind has interpreted what that email means, maybe. And when you think about it, like, we have so many unspoken moments where we can have little threats going off in our body, little triggers, little missing a moment with someone at work, getting an email that triggers us, getting a bill from nowhere. Like, we have all these moments that we can kind of accumulate. Can't speak today. And then they kind of live in our body, and then we wonder why we're breaking down because we've had so many stress moments and we haven't really known how to process through our triggers. And I'll probably do an episode where I really tell you how I process my triggers, keep it really practical. But I think in order to process triggers, we need to really understand glimmers and the relevance of joy in our life and how to cultivate joy. And I would say part of who I am in my personality is a joyful person. Studying acting, part of the reason why I was drawn to acting was the bloopers side of like being silly and mucking around and just being, you know, ridiculous and silly. Like that's my favorite thing, is to almost like, if you're going through something hard, I want to crack a joke. Like I want to be silly about it or make fun of it. And sometimes that's been a bit of a coping mechanism to kind of crack jokes when it's, you know, a tough moment or an awkward moment, because I don't like the discomfort of an awkward moment. But a huge part of who I am is joyful. Like me and my closest friends, like we are like, yes, we talk about deep things, but a lot of the time we are being really silly and really having fun. And it's so, I think of joy, and I think the research shows that when we cultivate joy in our life, it actually builds up our resilience to, you know, get through hard things. And I think even building our university, the school, we actually worked with very funny people. And so I think the only reason why we survived as long as we did in building that school is because all of us had a very wicked sense of humor. Like we just had the best sense of humor. So we could kind of laugh through a lot of the hard things, and make fun of ourselves and be silly. And it was a way, like humor and joy is a way of creating connection. So if you're feeling like your life is just all too serious, like it's like good to go watch, start by watching a comedy movie, like just kind of make yourself laugh. Anyway, I was thinking about like joy and how it actually takes a lot of intentionality to keep it consistent in your life. And then we have like people who use joy to escape pain all the time. They're constantly joyful and they never want to connect to anything painful because they think that joy is the most holiest, best emotion. And that can be what's called like spiritual bypassing or toxic positivity, where we never can sit with discomfort or painful moments. But real joy is it doesn't bypass pain. It holds pain, like it sits with pain. And my journey of really becoming deliberate with joy actually started this year. And it was when I was doing the course Reclaiming You by Justin Abbey Stumble and Rachel Hughes. And we really got intentional in the course. Part of the homework was to write down 5 glimmers that happen each day. And a glimmer is, like I mentioned, an opposite of a trigger, but they're moments where your body feels a positive sensation. And what I've learned is that our internal world has a thermostat. And so when we haven't trained ourselves to feel safe inside a good emotion, our brain will quickly kick into threat. And if we feel a good emotion, like it'll quickly override it with a negative emotion. And so some of us, like I know for me, I've struggled with intrusive thoughts. Like I'll be feeling like a good feeling and then I'll imagine something bad happening. And that's actually connected to my body being so dysregulated and not used to being able to hold like a joyful moment. I would find it fleeting. And I wouldn't know what reality was. Like I didn't have a good sense of reality. Like I thought that joy was very fleeting, especially in like harder seasons of life. And so really learning how to become deliberate with joy, maybe I've like unconsciously been intentional about it before in the past, but I think during this course was like we had to write down every day 5 glimmers that happened, and then write down the body sensations we noticed that happened when we felt them. And the goal wasn't, because some people who have really battled depression or gone through a lot of trauma, It's really a challenge to connect to glimmers and to connect to safety. And so what I loved about this course is they were actually just teaching us to experience 1 to 5% more of the positive emotion. They weren't trying to have us feel positive all day. They were wanting us to lean into little moments of safety or little moments of joy to start acclimating our internal systems and our body to feeling safe. And we can't logically tell our body that we're safe. Our body actually has to feel it. And so by gathering these five glimmers every day, like it actually built up a practice of learning how to be present. And so what I noticed is like when I paid attention to the joy that my niece would bring when she would see my face and light up. Like when I would take note of like, oh, my face feels tingly. Like I can feel a smile coming on my face. I feel warmth in my chest. It would actually help me anchor into the present moment and absorb the joy in that connection. And what I've learned about safety, and I'm going to have people on to talk a bit more about the science around safety, because oh my goodness. Like if you're someone that's gone through a lot in life, like learning how to feel safe is like knowing that there's science and there's language around it is like just so freeing and validating and healing. And so I definitely want to talk more about it. But I think of this idea of living wholehearted. And in order to live with our whole hearts, there's like an openness and a freedom around it. We actually need to feel safe. And so what joy hunting does, or what glimmer hunting does, is it helps kind of, it's kind of like habit stacking, like, or stacking these moments where we start to feel more resourced internally so that we can be open-hearted to express ourselves or be ourselves in a different moment or try something new and be wholehearted in a moment. So safety and cultivating joy and learning to be deliberate in it is so powerful. And what I've learned about almost like compound, like the way that safety works is by compounding little moments. So we think about like doing this exercise of writing five glimmers every day. And I'm going to explain to you what glimmers are. Like doing the exercise where we start to gather awareness around our little glimmers that are happening in just our everyday life. Like for example, on my lunch break, walking down a beautiful tree-lined street and watching the leaves sway in the wind makes my like body connect to a rhythm that is connected to nature, that makes me slow down internally and not think about the email that I have to reply to or think through how I'm going to handle this crisis. Like when we have these teeny tiny moments and we start to become aware of them, noticing the sensation in our body and leaning into it 1 to 5% more, they start to become compounding moments. And then overall, we start to be able to find a safe place to anchor into. So we have our triggers that can feel so intolerable sometimes, and we can feel so thrown off by those moments. But if we just run away from all our triggers, we then isolate ourselves and we actually lose resilience. But what joy does is actually builds up a tolerance to be able to face hard things, to be able to not see the world in such black and white. It actually gets us out of our stuck thinking and into a place of creativity. And so it's been super powerful to actually start to take notice and be intentional about clocking the moments of joy where it opens up thankfulness. And we think of like abundance mentality of like, once I have $1 million in my bank account, then I'll feel abundant. But abundance is so much more than money. It is like this time is abundance. Like different moments, connection is abundance. And so when we start becoming aware of it, we can't help but have compounding moments. And this has been so much a game changer. Like, cultivating gratitude isn't just a Christian attitude adjustment technique. It's actually like this place of I'm resourcing, I'm getting awareness of like how much abundance is available to me. And because I've built a practice of doing this into my life, then I attract these bigger moments of breakthrough in my life because I'm so tuned into the abundance in the everyday life. So a lot of people talk about being in a transition season where they're moving from one place to another place and they don't know where they're going. And I think that often like future tripping takes us out of the present. And what joy hunting does and glimmer recognition does is anchors us into the present moment and gets us out of that worrying and fear and searching, because sometimes in life we're in seasons where we're asking more questions of life than life is giving us answers. And so that can, when we're in those seasons where we're like, I'm just asking more questions and I'm getting resolve or getting answers fulfilled in this moment, and that can get us back into scarcity and lack and fear. And so what joy hunting does and glimmer hunting does is gets us anchored into the abundance of the present moment. So I'm going to go through some of the glimmers that I learned from Reclaiming You. And just to give you some ideas of what that is. And I learned that like with creating the internal safety, it's not like you have one moment where you do some breath work or you have one moment of really absorbing a trigger, absorbing a glimmer, and then all of a sudden you lose it and you have to start back to ground zero again. It's not like, you know, accumulating safe moments and glimmers. It's all compounding, which is really encouraging. It's not like brushing your teeth at the end of the day and then you have to brush your teeth and like start from square one and you need to brush your teeth again. It's almost like, oh no, once I start compounding this, I'll start expanding and noticing I'm showing up more wholehearted and present in the moment. So here are some glimmers from, like, explaining glimmers from the Reclaiming You work that we did. So they are little simple ones, which are the warmth of sunlight on your skin, a smile from a stranger, the sound of laughter, the smell of fresh coffee, a song that makes you feel at peace. And so when we notice this and start collecting these moments, it helps us shift our nervous system to regulation. So there's sensory glimmers, things you see, hear, smell, touch, taste. So a soft breeze on your face, the sound of rain tapping against the window, the scent of fresh flowers or baked cookies, a cozy blanket wrapped around you, the feeling of warm water on your skin in the shower, the first sip of your favorite coffee or tea. That's such a glimmer for me. And then there's emotional and social glimmers, a stranger holding the door open for you, a heartfelt hug from a friend or loved one, making eye contact with someone who truly sees you. I had a lot of emotional and social glimmers on the weekend because I saw some of my girlfriends. We were around a fire and we'd all lived in America and we all were back in Australia and we both had so much language for our experience and it was so many unspoken things. And so that was like such a rich glimmer. And I noticed my whole body relax and I just felt so abundant in that moment. And then there's like nature-based glimmers. So there's birds chirping in the morning, watching trees sway in the wind, spotting a butterfly or a ladybug, watching clouds drift across the sky. And then there's personal and internal glimmers, like feeling understood in a conversation, taking a deep breath and feeling your body relax. Or even this is a good one, like realizing you handled a situation better than before, or finding a moment of stillness in a chaotic day. Noticing progress in your healing journey. That's a fun one. And then the sense of relief after completing something that was stressing you out. And so I think that, and then what we had to do in the course is like go through our body sensation list, and like we can have all these sensations when we're in a fight, flight, or freeze. But when we're regulated, we would feel these kind of sensations in our body, which is floating, alive, bubbly, calm, anchored, grounded, clear, light, electric, energized, flowing, cozy, quiet, full, tender, loose, warm, cool, relaxed, open, expansive, releasing, goosebumpy, melty, gooey, heavy. And I think heavy not in a heavy way, but in like a, oh, I can fully relax on this couch and just be, let my weight be in the couch. So those are some sensations to recognize, because those are moments when you are regulated, where you are most yourself. And the more we compound and become aware of these moments, and I think if we're going through really hard times, it's learning to hold two things at once. So you might feel the heaviness of the situation in one hand, but then you also may feel the joy of these little moments in other parts of your life. And gratitude just keeps us connected to the present moment. And I think that's really important in what Brené Brown calls foreboding joy. Like when you are with a loved one and you're like, mind goes into something bad happening to them. The thing that keeps us out of rehearsing and dress rehearsing tragedy is getting us into gratitude of the present moment, because the present is the safest place we can be in. And learning how to connect to joy is really such a resource in processing more difficult emotions. And it's like, when I am working with a client who has a lot of painful things to process through, the biggest thing is like finding moments of joy and fun and play to help you feel like, I don't have to feel all these negative emotions all at once. I can have multiple experiences happening. Anyway, so this is just such a guidepost that I've learned to become really passionate about and really take notice of moments of joy rather than just them sort of happening without me inviting them. I've been really intentional about inviting joy into my life. And so when that happens, you can't help but live more of a joyful life. And so, yeah, if you are following along and you're like downloaded my little guidepost, my little free wholehearted living journal prompts, make sure in the journal prompts you start to notate some glimmers or joy moments, so that you can actually start to expand on those and lean into those moments like 1-5% more. And so if you're interested in, I'm having a group coaching, this is for all the women listening, wholehearted women coaching is, if you are interested in that, you can register your interest. And I'd love to hear from you how you are going learning to cultivate these wholehearted guideposts into your life. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thanks for listening today. Please download, share with your friends, and write a review. If you would like to book in a life coaching session with me, go to my website at www.ella-hooper.com or follow me on Instagram at Next Brave Thing Podcast.